Let's talk about Mr. Zimmerman, Zimmerman, Stanley. Mr. Zimmerman is a 88-year-old, no, Mrs. Zimmerman, sorry, it's, oh my gosh, forgive me, the name is not Zimmerman, it's Opal Sharp. So Opal is the first name, last name is Sharp. I don't know why somebody put Zimmerman. Okay, Opal Sharp. Opal is a 88-year-old woman, is being evaluated for hospice with history of recent hospitalization with COVID-19. Oh, no, with history of, with history of anorexia, renal failure, abdominal pain, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, osteoarthritis. Period. Patient family states that for the past few days, patient has had frequent falls, has had profound weakness, decreased appetite, has lost at least 10 pounds in the past month. Patient also suffers from dementia, confusion, issues with behavioral issues, and family has decided against any heroics, including PEG tube placement, and patient is now being evaluated for hospice. Period. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage Alzheimer's disease, given her recent changes, including weight loss, decreased appetite, confusion, and severe weakness, as well as a total ADL dependency now and bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient has a KPS score of 50%, is cared for by Martha Lockwood, her family member. Patient is sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day now, as patient has lost her ability to swallow solids and is now only taking mechanically soft or pureed diets. Period. Patient has issues with bowel movement, constipation, abdominal pain. As I said, bowel and bladder incontinence. And patient is only oriented to, patient is considered non-responsive and no longer responds to verbal stimuli and or tactile stimuli. Patient is expected to die within the next few days to weeks, given her advanced end-stage dementia, and remains hospice-appropriate and is hospice-appropriate for above-mentioned reasons and conditions. Thank you.